Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning. Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. Your dog wagging your tail, does that mean that he's happy or sad? No. It means a whole bunch more things. According to veterinarians, dogs will often wag their tails if they feel threatened, anxious, insecure, interested, curious, or friendly. To figure out what emotion is being expressed, you kind of got to look at three factors with the old tail in the dog, which is the wag position, the wag speed, and the context. There was a study found back in 2013 that a strong right-sided wag, where the tail seems to be wagging more, on the right-hand side of the dog, this is the left, reflects positive emotions, while a strong left-sided wag reflects negative emotions. They say if the tail is up, it indicates dominance and assertion. So, and if it's down, that does mean submission. And the faster or slower the dog wags the tail, the higher level of the appropriate emotion. So a fast wagging tail upwards would indicate happiness and maybe sadness otherwise. This was interesting. We're talking about Halloween. It is, of course, Saturday. The one year that we get a Saturday Halloween, we get a full moon on a Halloween. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and that throws a wrench in everything. Although 75% of parents saying that they are taking their kids trick-or-treating, there is a caveat, though. The average person says they're not going to let kids go from door to door to door. Basically, about five trick-or-treat homes is all parents are going to allow. A third of parents said that the houses that they do allow their kids to go trick-or-treating will be those in neighbors that they absolutely know and have already been checked to make sure that they have tested negative for COVID-19. In addition, half of the parents say that trick-or-treating is a tradition that is simply too important to skip this time of the year. And I agree. Some great memories trick-or-treating when I was a kid. On the other side, 38% of those expected to take the year off from handing out treats this year, even though they plan to buy them. So there is why we're going to be a little bit more worried about losing weight come the next first of 2021. Speaking of kids, I know a lot of young couples, they don't really consider writing a will because there's really nothing to will to anybody. But very important is who will take care of your kids, who will be the guardian of your kids if you and your spouse are killed unexpectedly. Surprisingly enough, in the worst case scenario, if you don't have a will, that means the state will choose the guardians, and they may not know all the intricacies of you and your spouse's relationship with friends and family, which means your kids could actually go to parents that you really don't want them to go to. So that's why you should really try and get a will together. Find some common ground by agreeing to a set of criteria for when you're looking to find for a guardian. They include the willingness to be a guardian. So if you're going to take your wife's sister, make sure she's willing to be the guardian. You also want to look at their financial situation and see if it's going to be a burden of adding a child to the mix. Where the children might live. If you want the kids to live here in the heart of Florida, you will need to take that in consideration. The potential guardian values like religion or politics or beliefs, their skills as a parent, and the age and health of the guardian. These are all things that really should be discussed with a professional estate planner, but something you really should consider even though you don't think you have any assets to include in a will. So buying a haunted house, I mean, let's be honest, that's interestingly enough, there are people who think that their homes are haunted. In fact, selling a home in Florida means that the seller must disclose any facts or conditions about the property that have a substantial impact on its value that other people can't just observe by themselves. You wouldn't think that saying that the house perhaps may be haunted could affect the value, but believe it or not, homes that have alleged hauntings typically drop the price by around 20%. So legally, it's something you need to disclose. Beyond the that, though, it may explain why millennials are 13 times more likely than baby boomers to purchase a haunted house. Not so much of the haunted factor, but because it's more affordable, being 20% less. Beyond the generational differences, more than men are 2.5 times more likely to purchase a haunted home than a woman. And men are 3 times more likely to live in a home where someone was murdered versus a woman. However, men are more likely to choose the first listing they find as the place they would live, while women are more likely to shop around and spend more time considering multiple options as to why men are more likely to jump on haunted house. But be aware, in Florida, the seller has no obligation to disclose homicides or suicides or even deaths in the home that you're purchasing or the property. Ooh, that's creepy, isn't it? So we found out that T-Mobile is jumping into the TV realm with TV Vision starting next month, offering 3 different versions. Excuse me, including a version with live news, entertainment, and sports channels ranging from $40 to $60, depending on how many sports channels you want. TV Vision Vibe, which has about 30 channels from AMC, Discovery, and Viacom with no sports. That's about $10 a month. And then finally, you can order shows and TV channels a la carte, which means you don't have to buy packages anymore. You can buy, pick and choose which channels you want. Of course, the price of that depends on what channels you pick. Looks like a TV Vision will be available for T-Mobile customers starting November 1st, Legacy Sprint customers November 13th, and then the rest of the world starting next year. And finally, we learned about Amazon coupons. Did you know that there are plenty of them, a lot of them, and pretty good ones available at amazon.com/coupons. You simply clip them while it's logged into your account, and that will coupon will be added into your account when you make the appropriate purchase. But like all coupons, there are expiration dates, so make sure you use them quite quickly. And there is our show for today, Wednesday, October 28th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.